And I can remember I was, when I was in my senior scouts, so I was about 16, 17, I was being examined for a rowing permit, or pulling as we call it in the scouts, for rowing basically in the river. And we're allowed 1 mile off the shore. And we were up at cement mills, we camped there every September, in amongst the old cement mills and the old railway carriages that they were dismantling and what have you, which is good because one cab, we actually slept in it, in a cab railway carriage, which was lovely, safe on the tent up. I was the water activities advisor for the county, came up in his boat, moored in the middle of the river, and I was rowed out by my crew, left on board, and he started asking me theoretical questions. Right, you're coming out of Southampton Water, and fog comes down. What do you do, you see? And the way, of course, trick to do is to work out which way the tide's going, go with the tide, so that if the tide was flowing, it was flooding, you'd actually aim for Osborne Bay, so to speak, because you know when you hit the shore, it doesn't matter where it was, you could then work your way back along the shore. Whereas if you just try to aim the other way, you didn't quite sure where the tide would take you. So the first thing I said was, I wouldn't be allowed over there, I'm only allowed 1 mile off the shore. He didn't ask me many more questions after that because he thought I was a clever dick.